I had known Brad for most of my life, and then, when he married, I somehow got to know Elizabeth even better. They had a normal married life, whatever that is, and from time to time I joined them in their extraordinary sex life. Then they had a kid, and we started seeing less and less of each other until, eventually, we lost touch. That was a lot of years ago, and in the meantime, I got married myself, started a business, and then got divorced. I guess I wasn't made for the monogamous lifestyle, and Vicky didn't have the same attitude towards sex as me. My affairs were a deal-breaker as far as she was concerned. We split amicably, and as I was pretty loaded by then, I made sure she was comfortable. After that, I was on my own again, but I was happy enough, with work, the gym, and the occasional one-night stand. Then I discovered Facebook, about 10 years after almost everyone else on the planet. My friend list steadily grew, and one day a request popped up from Brad. Well, I didn't hesitate and got back in touch with my old mucker right away. Over the course of several weeks, I learned he had moved away and set up his own business in the Bahamas. Elizabeth was happy in her trophy wife role, and their daughter, who was called Stella, had just turned 18. I remember joking about Stella's name all those years ago. We had sunk so many of the Belgian beers of that name together that it was probably the first thing he could think of when put on the spot by lovely Liz. A reunion was inevitable, but it took me a while to find enough time in my work schedule to break away. Then, finally, I handed over the reins to my very capable managers and headed for Heathrow and the executive lounge. I was chilling with my first pims of the holiday, letting my mind wander to Liz and how she may or may not have changed, when my phone pinged. That was a surprise, as I had diverted all my business stuff. I checked, and it was a Facebook message from Brad. "Hey, mate, really sorry, but Liz's dad just died, and we're going to be in the UK for a couple of days. I know you're on your way, so please keep coming, and we'll be back to join you straight after the funeral. Stella is around, and I've told her to take good care of you." The timing could not have been more unfortunate. I thought about cancelling, but the ticket was now non-refundable, so that would have been a waste of several thousand pounds. I figured I might as well go anyway, although I didn't much fancy the idea of babysitting a teenager. I sat back, necked my drink, and sent a sympathetic reply, but indicated that I would come anyway. Brad seemed over the moon that I was still coming, so I ordered another drink and tried to relax.